T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With, you know, he replied with a laugh. I hope there's an age limit. If I were just 80 years old, if I was 15 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties I experienced when I was president. And a lot of people have interpreted this as an endorsement of anybody running on the Democratic side other than Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, because they are both men who, if elected, would turn 80 in their first term. Like, Joe Biden is 76 right now, turned 77 this November, would be 78 when he took office, and so would, unless he were impeached or, you know, didn't, if he served a full first term,
right,
he would turn 80 in the White House. We've never had a president turn 80 in the White House. Bernie Sanders, same deal, 78 now, would be 79 when he took office if he were elected. He would turn 80 in the White House. And I don't bring this up for any other reason than to say this is clearly going to be a topic of conversation going forward, because it was the main takeaway from the debate last week when Julian Castro went at Joe Biden in a way that he subsequently denied, but it was what it was. Like, he was trying to highlight what he perceived to be a lack of memory on Joe Biden's part and play into the narrative that's developing that the former vice president of the United States has slipped a little bit, like that he is starting to show his age. And Biden had another like bad little soundbite within the past 48 hours that, again, sort of plays into this narrative. And I know we're a long way out, and Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are two of the front runners right there with Elizabeth Warren. Here's my only prediction. Neither Joe Biden nor Bernie Sanders will win the nomination. Somebody will challenge President
Emerge,
Trump,
yeah.
But it'll I could actually see it being Elizabeth Warren, but and she's 70, but she's not 76. She's not 78. She is 70, but she, when she's speaking publicly, she doesn't seem old. You know, she doesn't seem to struggle to find her words. And Joe Biden, as respectfully as I can say it, has really struggled with that in these debates and at different stump speeches. And as this field dwindles and the spotlight gets brighter, I think that's going to be a real problem for him. And to a lesser extent, Bernie Sanders, even though Bernie is older, but I think it'll ultimately be a problem for both of them. Because when you are electing a president, what you're hoping to do, I think, is to elect a two-term president.
Right.
Like, nobody ever wants to elect a president that's going to be a one-term president. That's never the goal. So once people start hammering home the idea that Joe Biden would be 78 when he took office, would turn 80 in office, now you're going to run him again when he's 82 years old? If people are already questioning him when he's 76? And same thing with Bernie Sanders. You going to run him again when he's 83 years old? Try to get re-election then? It's a tough sell. And I think ultimately that's why somebody other than those two guys will probably emerge and win the Democratic nomination. But what do I know? I'm not a political pundit. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Howie, it's so big, Robert Irwin Jewelers only does it once a year.
We're having our annual half-off sale this Friday and Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get half off everything in the store.
Everything in the store, all four locations, is half off.
With the exception of loose diamonds.
How about engagement rings?
Half off.
Diamond pendants?
Half off.
Watches?
Are you just trying to see how I say half off?
I like you with half off.
All half off.
Thank you, Howie. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
2 days only, this Friday and Saturday. All four locations, but don't go online for this one. In-store only.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because it's not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you got a lintel problem, which is common, but also very bad. Good news, though, is that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer something called a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area, which is what you're going to have to do if this thing gets worse. It could save you literally thousands of dollars. And, like I've said before, I understand, because I'm like this in a lot of ways, that when you see cracks, you know it's a problem, but you're like, I'll just ignore it and maybe it won't become a bigger problem. But that's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks above your garage, the real damage is on the way. It could be a matter of weeks. It could be a matter of months. Nobody can predict when the real damage is going to happen, but it's coming. So you need to attack it before things get worse. Or you can just wait, and then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. It's up to you, but I'm trying to tell you. So when you pull in your house tonight, look above your garage and see if you see any cracks. I hope you don't. That'd be awesome. But if you do, contact American Standard Foundation and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. You can do that a couple different ways. By calling them, 901-390-5568, 901-390-5568. Or go visit the website. It's asfoundationrepair.com, asfoundationrepair.com, and then click on the lintel lift tab. Again, that phone number is 901-390-5568. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He joins me every day, a little after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, happy birthday to you.
For the good wishes there, Gary, it means a lot to me.
Hey, I know. I went over to your Facebook page because I just wanted to confirm that your birthday was indeed today. And it is. I confirmed that. But I noticed there's no happy birthday messages. Did you make it where people can't leave them?
No, there's a lot of them there.
Are there? I didn't see them.
Now, maybe it's not on my professional page. Maybe it's on my personal page. I don't know. There's 400 or something, you know, whatever. Like, they're, you know, it's nice. I like, because, I mean, I'm a hit or miss whether I wish people a happy birthday if I happen to be on Facebook and I happen to see it. But all I say is happy birthday. I don't do anything personal or whatever. But to me, the what's nice is to see people from different parts of, I understand it took no effort whatsoever for them to type happy birthday, right, or to get a meme or whatever the heck it is and put it on there, a picture of a cake with candles or whatever else. But I do like seeing the people who throughout the course of my life I've met and known and whatever else and wishing me, makes me think of them, and at least fleetingly they thought of me. And so I understand they didn't have to go buy a card, put a stamp on it, and mail it to me or anything like that. But I enjoy that. I enjoy seeing the list. I do. I enjoy it. It makes me feel good.
Okay, so I struggle with this. And when I say I struggle with this, I really do, like, on a very small level. But I do struggle with this. And here's, first off, I don't wish people happy birthday on Facebook. I mean, I'm not saying I've never done it. I'm just saying it's not something I regularly do. You could probably count on two hands the amount of times I've done it. The thing that I struggle with is this. One, I do, like you, like hearing from people from my past and present, particularly folks from my past who maybe I haven't heard from or certainly seen in a long time, but I do have fond memories of them, perhaps split memories of them, but some fond ones as well. And when they'll reach out and maybe not just say happy birthday, but hey, happy birthday, good to see whatever, it looks like you got a beautiful family, like all of that stuff is nice. I enjoy that. What I don't enjoy is that my personal Facebook page, not the one I post stories on and columns on, but my personal Facebook page, I like it to be very clean. I want it to just be what I want it to be. And it, so like when people, every once in a while, like somebody will want to share a story with me, like that they saw that they think might interest me, as if it's likely that you've seen a story that I would like before I've seen it, or it's just been completely, it happens sometimes, but it's rare. And they, rather than just like email it to me, or tweet it to me, or
they
send
post,
it. They post it on my page, and it drives me crazy. I delete it or hide
it. You can disable that. Like, I don't like people posting things on my page, and I try to disable it. First of all, because it can be kooky stuff, right? It can be commercial stuff. It can be whatever. So I don't like that. And it is true, just generally, like my personal page now, is cluttered up with, if you want to call it that, cluttered up with birthday wishes, you know. But they're birthday wishes, for heaven's sakes, Gary. I enjoy it. Fundamentally, I enjoy it. I don't like it when people take it upon themselves to post things on my page. I think it's my page, you know. So, yeah, no, I'll post the things on my page. I'm with you there. But I birthday wishes, I'll accept and cheerfully.
Somebody advised me one time to, like, the day before your birthday, go ahead and make it where nobody can post anything on your page whatsoever, and then you can turn it back on or make it back normal, like, 3 days later, but it prevents everybody. And yet, that it solves one
that
issue.
Makes me sad.
But, like, that's the thing. It solves one issue. Like, it keeps my Facebook page clean. But then I start to wonder, like, does anybody even care about me anymore? You know, like,
right.
I don't
want... Actually, I did have a moment when I didn't see the birthday wishes this morning. I'm like, I know it was a rough year for me. It was not my best year ever. Like, I had a tough year. I did not even love my year. And I'm like, well, maybe just people don't like me anymore, you know? And so, not that they liked me that much before, but then I found them, and they're stacking up. Now, I did note that most of the wishes are from people who've never met me.
Right.
that is true. And it seems like there's fewer of the people who met me. Proportionately, it seems like the number of people who've met me has gone down, and the number of people who've never met me has gone up in my birthday wishes.
That's a real thing that I don't want to say I struggle with it, but it's a real thing that I've noticed. When you have a public job, where you are, for whatever reason, you've become a person – strangers know, like, they know who you are, right? Like my neighbors, strangers don't know my neighbors, I don't assume, right? They live their lives, and they're great people, but like, strangers don't know them. But like, because of my job, strange people I've never met and will never meet know me, or at least know who I am, and they like me way more than the people who know me.
Exactly. Someone literally put on there today, they said, Jeff, you're just a great person who, like, a role model and what like that. And I'm like, yeah, no. It made me feel squeamish, honestly. I have come good moments. Like, I've done some good things in my life, and I've done some bad things in my life, but this person doesn't really know me and my struggles. So, the best parts of the birthday, I've really not had a great birthday. Not for any reason. I just have been working the whole time, and now I'm going to do a panel. There's a book out. People can buy it, called Memphis 200 Years Together. It's an anthology, and it's produced by basically the people. It's Christian Brothers and Rhodes put it together. Like, you know how you do a Memphis Reads book? You know, like, universities will all read the same book, right? Freshman classes.
Sure.
Well, this one they commissioned, and they got different people to write different chapters. Jennifer Biggs wrote about Memphis food, and I wrote about Memphis sports, the history of Memphis sports and whatever. And I'm on a panel at CBU tonight from 6 to 8, and tomorrow at Rhodes from 6 to 8, talking about this book. So I'm not, like, going out and, you know, having a stripper jump out of a cake or anything.
Well,
I don't believe.
Well, don't rule anything out just yet. It's only 5:14. You don't start ruling out strippers and cakes at 5:14 p.m. If I've learned anything in my life, it's you don't start ruling out that kind of stuff at 5:15. You don't know where your night's headed.
My son Ben called me from Italy, where he's vacationing, and my son Peter texted me, and my son Andrew's forgotten. But the real best part of my day, I try to make it, this is really true. So I talk to my friend Charles, as you know, like 3 times a day for the last 40 years, okay? But I try to get through my birthday without him remembering that it's my birthday, because then I always feel better that he forgets that I forget when it's his birthday.
Right.
And so far, it's 5:13. He has not wished me a happy birthday.
How about that?
And I'm hopeful that I make it through the day without Charles realizing it's my birthday.
It's way more difficult to forget people's birthdays these days because of Facebook. Like, it hits you right in the head, you know? Like, upon a time, I would forget. I remember there was one year, I can't remember if I was in college or just out of college, but I was running pretty full speed, right? And I was going nonstop a lot. And my mother's birthday is October 23rd, and I looked up, and it was like 11:54. I mean, it was, like, late at night. And I'm like, holy God. Like, the poor woman, like, she was just sitting there all day. And honestly, it would not bother me even a little bit if on my birthday I didn't get a phone call or a text message from somebody. It would not bother me at all. I really don't care. I don't assume it means you hate me. I don't.
Me either.
I don't
just
care.
Just ignore it. Yeah.
My mom would actually care. She would label my entire existence based upon she's raised a child who forgot her birthday. Right? And so I felt sick, but it did happen to me one time. But I swear, this isn't one of those things. Go ahead.
Say anything. Did I say anything?
It sounded like you were trying to, but your phone was getting in the way.
No, I didn't say anything. The bad news is that Charles just texted happy birthday.
Awesome.
He's obviously listening.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have mentioned it. Damn.
Like,
go ahead. Anyway, your mom cares. Some people care deeply.
Some people care a lot.
Some people care deeply, and they care about Mother's Day. They want to be treated really well on Mother's Day, and they want it whatever. I don't care. I don't care. In fact, my sister sent me a gift, and the card said, I thought this was true. The card said this. It said, hope you have a terrific year, more important than the day. It's just true, right? Just numerically, it is.
Yeah, I'd be willing to sacrifice the day for the year. Certainly.
I think so, too. Right. I don't really care about the day. I hope I have a good year.
Right. Yeah. I'd much rather have a good year than a good Wednesday.
I think we can agree on that.
Right.
Yeah. We can all come together and agree on that.
Talking to the birthday boy, Jeff Calkins, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Real quick, and then we'll get into some sports stuff. But I was talking about it in the last segment. And, you know, since I'm talking to one of my elders, President Carter last night, at the age of 95, said that he does not believe he could have effectively done the job at president. And I know this sets it up for all the jokes. Like, he couldn't effectively do the job of president back in the – I got it, all right? But, like, the point remains the same. He says he couldn't have effectively done the job if he were 80 years old in office, which a lot of people have interpreted as a endorsement – of anybody other than Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, because both of those men, if elected, would turn 80 in the White House. Do you think that's going to be an issue?
Would they turn 80 in the first term?
Yes.
The first term? Is that true?
That is true. If either one were elected, Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, they would turn 80 in their first term and be the first president to ever turn 80 while in office. Do you think that's going to be a thing in this election? It seems like it's going to be a thing in this election.
No. Here's why it's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing because Joe Biden sounds like a doddering 80-year-old at times, right? If Joe Biden did not, like, give answers that make you think he's lost it, you wouldn't care, right? You wouldn't care as much. The problem is that Joe Biden like in the last debate, very effective on health care. And then when he was asked about his civil rights record, he just kind of gave this meandering, bizarre answer that you couldn't follow, right? And the truth of the matter is, Joe's really been giving those answers for his whole life. But people are going to be associating that with doddering old Joe. So I don't really think – I actually think it is an issue. I just think absolutely you're less effective at 80 than you were at 60. I don't see how many people could argue that. You don't have the energy. You just don't. But I don't really – I think it will only be an issue if it fits the performance of the person. I think with Bernie, you know, quote-unquote socialism would be more an issue and stuff. I don't think ageism would be, you know – it will be that much of an issue. And I'll be honest, when I look at Donald Trump and when I look at Joe Biden, let's just say, I don't think one of these is a healthy, young, vibrant youth and one of them's a doddering old man. Like, they both seem like they're kind of old white men, right? Don't they, do you? Kind of? Like, I don't know.
If I'm being honest,
it's not going to be a big issue.
I'm being honest, regardless of how I would vote, to me, when I watch Joe Biden now, he seems like he slipped a little bit. And when I watch Donald Trump, I just think what I think about him, but I don't necessarily associate it with his age.
Oh no, I do think Joe slipped a little bit. I think there's no question, and I think that will feed into the, and I think he's a likely nominee at this point. And so I think it will be to me what will be interesting is that, I mean, let's be honest, among the red meat Democrats, right? People who are most passionate about progressive issues, let's call them, most of them like someone other than Joe Biden, right? And so what happens if Joe Biden is the nominee? Will the Elizabeth Warren people, will the Bernie Sanders people, will those people have the same enthusiasm as they would, will they be able to retain their enthusiasm if it's kind of Joe, who everyone kind of, love Joe, like your uncle, love Joe, but he's kind of lost it. And that's how people feel about Joe, I think.
Well, the problem
and then Trump will label him as something. Right. You know, has he labeled him yet? Does he have a nickname yet? Do we have a nickname for Sleepy Joe?
Well, Trump had Dumb Beto earlier today. It was Dumb Beto.
He called him Dumb Beto today?
Yeah, it was Dumb Beto made it harder to get a deal done now on gun laws because now he's got everybody scared that he's going to come take all their guns away. He called him Dumb Beto.
Doddering Joe.
I know we're not supposed to laugh at President Trump because there's very serious things going on in this country, but sometimes, again, long as I'm being honest, his tweets make me laugh.
Right, like, for example,
same.
The dumb bet, like that was a tweet. The dumb bet was a tweet.
Well, like when he, God, there was one last week when he was joking about putting a Trump Tower somewhere, and he had the whole, like he had a whole Photoshop thing. Like the president of the United States tweeting Photoshop Trump Towers. So I feel like something like that was like, it was again. I know. I shouldn't. I know it's serious stuff, but like his Twitter feed does sometimes make me chuckle. It's wild because it's wild. It's the president of freaking the United States.
It's crazy. The fact that he can't spell too, like literally, he can't spell. Doesn't matter anyway.
Doesn't
so
matter.
Did you say there was a sports topic or no?
Yeah, I got one. I guess if we just want to.
What is it?
We just want to make sure we can prevent people from screaming. Stick to sports. Eli spoke earlier today with the New York media for the first time since being benched in favor of Daniel Jones. And, like, I know this isn't surprise, surprise, and it plays into a lot of what we talked about yesterday, but my God, he couldn't have handled it better. He just said, hey, listen, I'm disappointed, but it is what it is. And, you know, I'm an employee. When you're a football player, you do what you're told. And so I'm going to do what I'm told. And now, right now, my job is to practice, prepare to play, but more than that, try to help Daniel be prepared to play this week and every other week. And it's just, I know it's like the thing that you are supposed to say, but I can't imagine very many people who have accomplished what he's accomplished and have been benched 2 weeks into a season and what could be his last season. I can't imagine very many people would handle it the way he's handled it, would say what he said today.
Man, no, they're just incredibly gracious. They just are, like, unfailingly gracious. They say the right thing.
Oh, how about this? I don't think Peyton would have handled it this way.
Maybe not. Although, even there, like, I do think that football ethic, you know, I think that you do your I think that's just, I mean, you could hear Archie saying that, those same things, right? You could sort of, I do think that's sort of where it comes from. And obviously, Peyton was more conspicuously competitive. Now, whether he was actually more competitive, I don't know. He's more conspicuously surface, you know, competitive. So I don't know that he would, how he would have handled it well. Did Peyton ever say anything negative about being traded by Indianapolis? He was cast away. And let's be honest, in the end, they didn't win a Super Bowl with Andrew Luck, right?
I think he handled that mostly okay, although I don't remember every detail. But I do, if I remember correctly, there was a time where in his last year at Denver, when he goes on to win a Super Bowl.
He was benched briefly.
Well, it was like, do we really want him to come back and play, even if he's cleared to play? Because he was hurt for a minute. And whoever the backup right. was there was like doing okay, arguably maybe doing the job more effectively than Peyton could at that stage. And if I remember correctly, I remember him being pissed off at the idea of that.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. It does not surprise me with Eli. Eli seems like, let's be honest, if you could pick a quarterback to be your neighbor, he might be high on the list, right? Who would you want to be your neighbor?
Well, depending on how you
probably want freaking Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, depending on how you're trying to get down. Like, you know, 25-year-old me would have wanted Baker, but like 42-year-old father of three, yeah, I'll take Eli. And he can bring his four kids over, and we'll just hang out. Yeah, like at this age, I'll take Eli. But you know, 15 years ago, I'd have been trying to.
I feel like Peyton, if he were your neighbor, he'd be kind of critical. You know, if you didn't have your lawn mowed just right or whatever else, you know, I feel like I had to live up to Peyton if he was next door. Like he, man, those Cockenses don't have the, like those Christmas lights aren't hung correctly, you know. Whereas I think Eli would be more chill. I think Eli would be the guy you'd have as a neighbor.
Yeah. I think he'd be, you'd feel less like you have to live up to some standard around Eli.
Right.
As opposed
Aaron
to
Aaron Rodgers, you'd probably have a split, an acrimonious split. You wouldn't end up talking across your fence, right?
Aaron Rodgers doesn't even talk to his parents. Like, how am I supposed to maintain that relationship from across the
that
fence?
That would be ridiculous. He'd be the worst neighbor ever.
Yeah, I'd have
cut you off.
I'd have people over one night, and somebody would block his driveway briefly, and it'd be like a whole. Then we'd be done forever. Like,
exactly.
I'd never be allowed to talk to Aaron again. So anyway, I just thought it was impressive the way Eli handled all that today. So we got our sports topic out of the way. Now you go
good. Be
a part of a panel and celebrate your birthday. I hope you have a great year.
See you, GP.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. The nickname he placed on Beto earlier today on Twitter was Dummy Beto, not just Dumb Beto, Dummy Beto. There was one tweet, you know, where the president was getting heavily criticized for insisting that Alabama was at risk of being subjected to the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And there were plenty of people like saying that's not, is Alabama not involved in this? And then there was the Sharpie where like,
oh yeah, the edited photo,
which it appears like he actually like edited the deal with a Sharpie to include Alabama. It was the funniest thing in the world. And then people would go on television. Again, this is just like what I was talking about earlier. Like, I'm not going to argue with somebody about tariffs.
I don't
pretend to know. I just know that on TV, it was a constant back and forth. Like, Alabama is at risk. Alabama's not at risk. And obviously the people on CNN were mocking the president for this Sharpie image and all of that stuff. And then somebody goes on CNN and is, you know, discussing this hurricane and says something along the lines of, you know, and it appears that the storm could hit Florida and Georgia and whatever, and included Alabama, like mm-hmm. actually said Alabama on CNN. So the president somehow, I don't know, I can't imagine he does these things. I can't imagine he knows what he's doing. So maybe somebody's doing it for him. But he goes and he's got a picture of him, like, from one of the debates, like a video of him, like, sort of rolling his eyes or making some smirk or something. But it's to that clip And then it's him, like, sort of the I told you so, or like, who doesn't know what they're talking about smirk. And it was, if you can remove all of the crazy stuff that's happening in this country and in this world, like, and just focus strictly on the tweet, given the conversation the country had been having, like, I laughed at the tweet. I thought it was funny. Yeah. I thought it was funny. Too. Like, sometimes on Twitter, his tweets do make me laugh, even if I would prefer somebody else were president of the United States. And so, and the nicknames make me laugh. They just
do. Nicknames are, I mean, they're clever. I'm sorry.
Like, I don't know if it's something he realized you could do to totally.
Well, no president's ever done it.
Well, no president's ever done any of this stuff.
No,
like,
true.
None of this stuff. But, like, sometimes I think people are very planned and everything's orchestrated. And then often I think sometimes people just stumble into these things and they find them to be effective and then they double down on it. And I don't know which is which here. My instincts tell me he just sort of stumbled into this,
yes,
a very effective political tool, which is minimize all of your opponents.
Because you can't say they're not effective.
By nicknaming them. Right. Well, they're 100% effective.
Like Joe Biden is Sleepy Joe.
And and Crooked Hillary.
Right.
Like that stuff is, like, if it is effective, you can say it's unbecoming.
Oh, sure.
But it is effective. And when he just tweets dummy Beto, even though, like, I like Beto O'Rourke, I think he's an interesting politician, interesting man, but like seeing the president of the United States just call him dummy Beto, it makes me chuckle. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sometimes I laugh at stuff. We come back. I want to tell you about a column I wrote for CBS Sports about a young man who had high major offers, top 75 prospect in the country, decided to shun them all. He's going to an Ivy League school. I'll tell you why I think that's smart next.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
If you run into Steve Kaufman at Oak Hall, he'll talk to you however you like about two things, baseball and clothes. He loves baseball because his 8-year-old son Dylan looks like he may be headed to the major leagues. He loves clothes because it's what he knows best. Kaufman started working in retail in high school at U.S. Mail. He started his own place downtown. You may remember it, Shelton Clothiers. And then in 2013, he came over to Oak Hall because, as he puts it, it's truly one of the best in the country. It's the pinnacle. So I guess you could say that Oak Hall is like the Yankees, except they have more than pinstripes. Oak Hall is like Boston, except it doesn't limit itself to Sox. Oak Hall is like the Cubs, except it never had that long losing streak. Oak Hall is like the Cardinals, and then it feels a lot like family. Steve Kaufman lives in Bartlett. He tells his buddies all the time, just come in and let me show you around. There's something at Oak Hall for everyone. Well, except they don't have spikes. So stop by Oak Hall and find out why it's the pinnacle, why people like Steve Kaufman think of it as Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium wrapped up in one. And by all means, ask him about Dylan, his budding baseball star. The summer is just getting underway.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you're in need of a roof, there's no better place to start than Five Ash Roofing. No matter what your situation is, we have you covered. We can walk you through the insurance process without committing fraud like many of my competitors. You'd be surprised how many times salesmen and contractors will manufacture storm damage just so they can get a sale. We do residential, multifamily, and commercial work. We're certified in every form of roofing we offer. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingle, and we don't charge extra for that. And to my knowledge, there's no other roofing company in Memphis offering that level of security. And if that's not enough, we offer a best price guarantee. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
So Dan had a home out in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it. He did what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh Hysall. Josh Hysall went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. He sold Dan's home for the full asking price. How did he do it? He did it with the 45-day guarantee plan. It is a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective, because he understands how to expose your home to the most buyers by using an incredible marketing strategy. Then he understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step in this process is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you get in touch with him. He's going to come out, sit down with you. You guys are going to agree on a price. Then Josh Hysall is going to go to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh Hysall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysall doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hysall, 461-8147. He's on the web. Josh sells the MidSouth.com.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
Police officer Darren Hall.
As Memphis mayor, nothing is more exciting to me than swearing in new police officers.
Police officer Teresa Gavin.
This is Jim Strickland. Since taking office, we have been aggressively recruiting more police to rebuild a police force that had been dangerously depleted.
Police officer Daniel Rodriguez.
Today, we have more than 450 new officers, the first net gain of officers in 7 years.
Police officer Reginald Robinson.
And we are continuing to recruit even more, because with more officers patrolling our streets, with more programs for our young people, we can build a city where every neighborhood is safe.
Jim Strickland, leadership matters. You can early vote at any location September 13th through September 28th. Paid for by friends of Jim Strickland, Paula Casey, treasurer.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls, yeah. Six rolls in one. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Six rolls in one.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save us.
Cooper Systems over the Mount Moriah office park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle of the road, whatever you're after, get it from Cooper Systems. Because whatever you're after, they've got it for you, they can get it for you, they can build it for you. Now, when I say whatever you're after, what I mean is that there's all sorts of different kinds of computers. And if you're, say, a gamer, you got a child who is, you do need a gaming computer. That might cost you $2,000 or $3,000, maybe more. But if you're like most people, just playing around on YouTube, just emailing, wishing Jeff Calkins happy birthday on Facebook, you don't need to go spend $1,000 on a computer. You're wasting money. because you're going to be paying for a lot of programs and other things that you will never, ever, ever need. So why would you pay for that? If you go to the big box stores, that is exactly what you're going to do. But if you go to Cooper Systems, you're going to be able to explain to Lee and Lauren Cooper, like, this is what I need a computer for. They're going to say, okay, this computer right here, that's like a few $100s, it can do everything you need. Now you're saving money because you've just gotten a machine that is perfectly suited for you. So next time you need a computer, or you know anybody who does, call Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. It's moments like these, Bennett, where I wish I had a co-host. So I could just say, because the Mets are rallying in the ninth in Denver. Down 4-3 entering the ninth. Now up 5-4 with the bases loaded, nobody out, Robinson Cano. So if you see it starts to sound like maybe I'm not focused so much on the task at hand. It's because I got one eye on a iPad because I'm hoping like crazy Robinson Cano doesn't hit into a double play here.
I don't blame you.
So I wrote a column earlier today for CBS Sports, and I mentioned it briefly yesterday because I knew I was going to be writing it for this morning. It's about a young man named Justice Ajagbor, and you've never heard of him because, honestly, before, I don't know, this past weekend, I had never heard of him either. He is not a consensus top 100 player in the class of 2020, but he is a four-star center who, in the top 247 at 24/7 Sports, is ranked 60th in the class of 2020. And anytime you're a prospect of that caliber, you're going to have high major offers, and he did. From, among other schools, Northwestern, like Big Ten programs. And yet, on Sunday, he rejected offers from, you know, traditional high majors, and he verbally committed to Harvard. He said, I've decided I'm going to play the next 4 years at Harvard.
Okay.
Didn't even try to pretend like I'm going to Harvard, and we'll see what happens. Like, maybe I'll be a one-and-done player. Maybe I'll be a two-and-done player. I've decided I'm going to play the next 4 years at Harvard. And so, when I read that, on Sunday, I knew I didn't want to write about it on Sunday because I was watching football and spending time with my family, but I said, I'll get to it at some point this week. The points I'm going to make are not timely. He just gives me an opportunity, a news hook, to make the points I'm going to make because they are points I've made before in totally hypothetical situations, but not with a real-life situation like this young man's situation because never before had a top 75 prospect committed to go to Harvard. You know, Ivy League schools do get better players than they've ever gotten. They don't get players like this. What happens sometimes is smart, adequately educated, talented basketball prospects will consider. Robinson Cano did hit into a double play.
Oh.
They'll consider going to an Ivy League school. So, like Mo Bamba, who went to Texas,
yeah.
One of his final schools was an Ivy League school.
Okay.
But then he went to Texas. Wendell Carter, who went to Duke. One of his final schools was an Ivy League school.
Yep.
But he went to Duke. So what we've had in recent years are uniquely talented, smart, adequately educated basketball prospects who are good enough to go to high majors like Texas and Duke, consider Ivy League schools like Harvard, but ultimately they go to Texas or Duke.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go to the Ivy. And yet we finally had a young man who decided to actually go to the Ivy League school. Top 60 player in the country, committed to Harvard. Highest rated prospect in the history of the world to ever commit to Harvard. And the reason I think it's so interesting, fascinating even, is because it is something I've argued in the abstract that prospects like this ought to do. Because you hear all the time folks advise prospects, and sometimes even prospects say, I want to use basketball to better my life. I don't want basketball to use me. I want to use basketball. But I don't know how many people actually mean it. Lots say it, I don't know how many mean it. This young man's actions suggest he means it. Because here's the truth. If you are a top 10 player in the country, you're a five-star prospect, and you are likely to end up in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes people will tell you, well, nothing's guaranteed, and that is true. But 9 out of 10 top 10 prospects each year end up in the NBA yeah. in some form. They just do. If you're a top 20 prospect, you are statistically likely to end up in the NBA. Maybe not guaranteed to be a star, but you'll get a uniform more often than not.
But when you're ranked outside of the top 50, you're guaranteed nothing.
Right.
In fact, you are statistically unlikely to ever make it to the NBA. You can. Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard, Damian Lillard are examples of sub-50, sub-100 prospects even, who not only made it to the NBA, but turned into stars in the NBA. So it's possible. You don't have to give up on your dream based on where you were ranked coming out of high school. But, again, it is true. You are statistically unlikely to make the NBA if you're ranked outside of the top 50. Really, if you're ranked outside of the top 20. But definitely if you're ranked outside of the top 50. Mm-hmm. And so the point I've made and what this young man's doing, whether we're doing it, whether his decision lines up perfectly with my rationale, the end game's the same. The point I've made before is that if you are statistically unlikely to make it to the NBA, doesn't mean you have to give up on a dream. Doesn't mean you don't want to quit working. But, like, you just be aware of what history says. Why wouldn't you go to an Ivy League school like Harvard if they're recruiting you, if you're smart enough to deal with the workload and accomplished enough to be accepted into the school? Because here's what happens. No matter what happens, you exit school a big winner.
Right.
If you turn into a legit NBA prospect, you're good enough to play in the league, they'll find you at Harvard.
Yeah, you can go make millions. Yeah.
They'll find you at Weber State. Scouting is so advanced at this point that it doesn't matter where you are, Washington or Weber State, Memphis or Murray State. If you're good enough, they'll find you. So if you are going to be an actual NBA prospect, you can go to Houston, you can go to Harvard, you can go anywhere. They'll find you. So you go to Harvard. And best case scenario is you do develop into an NBA prospect. That's what you want. That's your dream. If you do it, great. You'll be an NBA player who went to Harvard. If you don't develop into an NBA prospect, which is the likely scenario, well, then you're still probably the most talented player on your team for 4 years. Probably one of, if not the most talented players in your league for 4 years. That sounds fun. That means, like, the alternative would have been you don't turn into an NBA prospect, but you went to a Big Ten school. Well, maybe you're just buried on a bench. Maybe you're like a back end of the rotation guy. But even if you don't develop into an NBA prospect, if you're a top 75 prospect in the country, odds are you're going to be significantly more talented, at least entering school, than everybody else on your roster. So you're going to play. And you're probably going to be one of the best players, if not the best player in your league. That all sounds like fun. And then even if you don't make it to the NBA, you just left Harvard with an Ivy League degree.
Yeah.
And if your basketball life ends in college, what is more valuable to take into your post-basketball life than an Ivy League degree?
Right.
Arguably nothing. In fact, I think probably nothing.
Like, you're going to get a job, a good job.
If you are good enough, if you're good enough to play basketball professionally, you're going to go do that. If you're not, you just graduated from Harvard.
Yeah.
And you graduated from Harvard debt-free, because what some people don't realize is that even though there aren't athletic scholarships at Harvard, there is financial aid available that most basketball prospects Harvard's going to target are going to qualify for.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, 20% of people who go to Harvard don't pay a penny. Most people pay less than 10%. Like, if you as a family make less than $150,000, you pay nothing if you get accepted to Harvard. Now, obviously, some families are going to surpass that easily. But most basketball prospects, again, statistically speaking, aren't. So it's not like you're going to endure all of this student loan debt as opposed to go to Stanford for free. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to Harvard for free as well. And so I don't know this young man, Justice Ajagbor, but I'm a big fan of him because he is doing exactly what I'd like to think if I were the parent of a basketball prospect, I would want them to, at the very least, seriously consider. Yes, I can acknowledge you're sacrificing something. You're not going to be playing in big arenas. You're not going to be playing in the big conferences. You're not going to be playing on national television. You're not going to be chartering flights. And so if you want to, like, just say, well, I want to go to Memphis or Kentucky or Kansas or Ole Miss or Mississippi State because I want those things, I understand. Like, I don't think anybody who doesn't go to Harvard is stupid. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it can be really smart to take advantage of this. You are good enough to have high major offers, probably not a likely NBA prospect, and yet Harvard is seriously interested, or Penn or Columbia or anybody, like to say, you know what? I'm just going to take advantage of what basketball has presented me, and that's an opportunity to go to Harvard or another Ivy League institution for free. And if I develop into a professional basketball player, awesome. And if I don't, I just walked out with an Ivy League degree that would not have been available to me if not for the sport of basketball. You want to really use your sport to better your life? That is the best way to do it if, in fact, your professional life is not going to include dribbling a ball or shooting it. And at least one prospect in the class of 2020 seems to recognize that. Go read it if you haven't yet. CBSSports.com. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store where they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently, we run differently, and walk differently, and our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why, at the New Balance Memphis store, we employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape, along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store, located in Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parrish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, the same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse. Or you can wait, but then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5568.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's #529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Vegas continues to devalue Miami as it's a 21.5-point underdog at Dallas this week. Over 90% of the money is on Jason Garrett's team. For all the up-to-the-minute betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Live in concert, the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories, presented by Hallmark Channel, December 19th, FedEx Forum. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
It's the once-a-year half-off everything sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If it's in the case, it's half-off, except loose diamonds. This Friday and Saturday only, all four locations. This is the one half-off everything sale in every case at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain.
New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
Filtered three times to create that soft finish. I promise you. It is what I buy when I'm in the liquor store, and the reason because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. I can spend more money on a bottle of vodka, but why would I do that? If I've got a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, might as well pick that one up. That's what New Amsterdam Vodka is, the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, they got flavored vodkas. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all, mix them together. I'm not here to tell you how to drink your New Amsterdam Vodka. Just telling you to make sure you buy New Amsterdam Vodka if you're going to buy vodka anyway. They got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by necessity or choice, New Amsterdam's got you covered. Next time you're in a restaurant, bar, liquor store, you ask for it by name, New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
I should update you on the drama at Coors Field. What happened, Bennett? The Mets rallied for 4 in the 9th, and they won 7-4.
They won.
They won 7-4, Bennett.
How about that?
How about that? They have now improved to 79-73, and they are still almost certainly not going to make the playoffs. But it is still statistically possible. Basically, the Cubs are projected to finish with 88 wins and get the second wild card, either Cubs or Brewers. The projection is 88 wins. For the Mets to get to 88 wins, they would have to go like 9-1 the rest of the way. So is it up against it, but live to care another day.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Nothing great. No football till tomorrow night. Lots of daytime baseball this afternoon. So we'll just go with Reds-Cubs. Wrigley Field, north side of Chicago. Cardinals won earlier today. So Cubs are now 2.5 games back in the NL Central. tied with the Brewers for the second NL wild card. They got identical 82 and 69 records, the Cubs and Brewers do. NL Central race is great. NL wild card race is great. Big game tonight at Wrigley. Cubs minus 165 on the money line. Totals 10. First pitch, 7:05.
What should I watch on TV?
I don't know. I've been telling you about this Kim Burns documentary, Country Music.
I've heard a bunch of people talking about it.
It's good.
I'm going to have to check it out.
It's super interesting. You can stream the whole thing, too. Like PBS,
yep.
Whatever the website is. But, like, so tonight's part four. And even if you haven't watched the first three parts, you might be interested in this one as a Memphian, because it focuses on Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley bringing rockabilly to Sun Studio. So check that out, 7 o'clock on WKNO.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I could tell you the column I wrote about the class of 2020 four-star prospect who committed to Harvard this weekend, but I talked enough about that. Go read the Lane Kiffin story that Chris Lowe did for ESPN.com. Whether you're a Tennessee fan or not, I think you'll enjoy what was a well-documented, unbelievable 1 year for Lane Kiffin in Knoxville.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's Thursday. We got Thursday night football tomorrow night, Bennett.
Yes, we do.
Titans?
They got to bounce back.
Titans and Jaguars down in Jacksonville. See if the Titans can avoid a 1-2 start. So we'll talk NFL in the first hour. Jeff Cock is to join me in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, and rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.